Life Biosciences has dosed the first patient in what represents a genuine breakthrough in regenerative medicine. They're using partial epigenetic reprogramming to reverse cellular aging in the eye, specifically targeting glaucoma and other optic neuropathies. This is the first time anyone has attempted cell rejuvenating gene therapy in human patients.
The economic implications of this technology, if it works, are staggering. Age-related vision loss affects millions of people globally, with enormous healthcare costs and productivity losses. But more broadly, if you can reverse cellular aging in one organ system, the potential applications across medicine could transform how we think about aging and healthcare economics.
The approach they're using, partial epigenetic reprogramming, is particularly sophisticated. Rather than trying to replace damaged cells or slow aging processes, they're actually attempting to reset cellular age at the molecular level. The FDA approval for this trial suggests regulatory agencies are taking the science seriously enough to allow human testing.
Meanwhile, Germany and Austria have approved the first cannabis-based chronic pain drug, which represents a significant shift in European pharmaceutical regulation. Chronic pain affects hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and existing treatments often have severe side effects or addiction risks.
The cannabis approval is notable because it's not just about medical marijuana policies. This is a pharmaceutical-grade drug that has gone through standard clinical trials and regulatory approval processes. It demonstrates that cannabis-derived compounds can meet the same safety and efficacy standards as traditional pharmaceuticals.
The FDA has also approved the first new sunscreen ingredient in over 20 years, which might seem mundane, but actually reflects how difficult it is to get new consumer safety products through regulatory approval. Skin cancer rates have been rising globally, so improved sun protection could have significant public health benefits.
On the research front, scientists have extracted 700,000-year-old DNA from frozen ground squirrel droppings found in Yukon permafrost. They reconstructed woolly mammoth genomes and over 200 plant groups from these ancient samples. This pushes back the timeline for recoverable DNA by hundreds of thousands of years.
That ancient DNA research has immediate practical applications for understanding climate change and ecosystem responses. By studying how plant and animal communities responded to climate variations over the past 700,000 years, we can better predict how current ecosystems might adapt to ongoing climate change.
The first complete sloth genome has revealed 30 million-year-old metabolism genes, which provides insights into how some mammals evolved extremely slow metabolic rates. Understanding these mechanisms could potentially inform research into metabolic disorders and energy efficiency in biological systems.
Oxford physicists have created what they're calling the most complex quantum states ever produced in a laboratory, using programmable superpositions with a single trapped ion. While this might sound abstract, advances in quantum state control are essential for developing practical quantum computing systems.
The quantum computing implications extend to financial markets, encryption, drug discovery, and artificial intelligence. Companies and governments are investing billions in quantum technology because whoever achieves quantum advantage first will have enormous competitive and strategic advantages.
A sidelined federal alcohol study has found that health risks rise after just one drink per day, contradicting previous guidelines that suggested moderate drinking might have health benefits. The Trump administration declined to include these findings in U.S. dietary guidelines, but the researchers published independently.
This creates an interesting case study in how scientific research intersects with policy and industry interests. The alcohol industry has significant economic and political influence. So research findings that challenge the safety of any level of alcohol consumption face institutional resistance, even when the science is sound.
NOAA is expected to confirm El Niño onset this week, with sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific reaching the threshold for a formal declaration. El Niño events typically affect global weather patterns for 6 to 18 months, influencing everything from agricultural yields to energy demand.
The economic implications of El Niño are substantial. Changes in precipitation patterns affect crop yields, which influence commodity prices and food security. Changes in storm patterns affect insurance costs and infrastructure damage. Energy companies adjust their forecasting models based on El Niño predictions because temperature changes directly affect heating and cooling demand.